Economists have warned of an unprecedented economic crisis in the Palestinian territory, especially in the Gaza Strip. This comes against the backdrop of the ailing financial status of the Palestinian Authority and the suffocating blockade imposed on Gaza by Israel. Professor of Economics Mayim Rajab says the Western-backed Palestinian Authority receives most of its finances from donor countries.
The economic situation in Palestine in general and in Gaza in particular is in a very dire condition. Gaza and the West Bank have been going through a financial crisis in recent months, and the Palestinian Authority that depends almost entirely on donor countries for its budget is in debt to banks and to the private sector. Earlier this month, tens of thousands of Gazans had to wait for almost 2 weeks to get paid due to lack of funds.
Although there are two different Palestinian governments, one in Gaza run by Hamas and the other in the West Bank, the Gaza Strip is highly dependent on money coming from the West Bank, as there are at least 60,000 employees in Gaza who receive their paychecks from the West Bank government.
The Palestinian Authority is in deep financial trouble, and the economy has been taking a nosedive in recent years because of the lack of a clear economic policy and the restriction imposed by Israel on Palestinian imports and exports. The Palestinian Authority also relies on donor money, which comes at a political cost.
Israel has restricted the movement of people and goods in the West Bank and in Jerusalem al-Quds and prevented the import of raw material for factories in Gaza. Nowadays, manufacturing in the Gaza Strip is almost non-existent. Some analysts say the so-called Oslo Accords, which stipulate the nature of the economic relations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, are the core of Palestinian problems.
I think this brings into question the very nature of the Palestinian Authority and the reasons behind its existence. It also raises questions about the entire peace process, the Oslo Accords, and the question of dissolving the Palestinian Authority altogether.
According to the UN, Israeli blockade on Gaza by land, air, and sea has led to one of the highest unemployment rates in the world.
Experts say that without the impediments imposed by Israeli occupation forces, the ailing Palestinian economy will gradually recover. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.